thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
Yes, the Urban Sports Scene. Sorry for the delay. I'm very annoyed right now. We're having technical difficulties actually with the pretty much the bids and our music intros. But you listen to the Urban Sports Scene. I am Wally, and I'm with my homie Ray Jeezy. It's been a tough couple days. It's been a tough couple days now, including this day. You had the Redskins go. Had the Cowboys come into FedEx Field, beat the Washington Redskins 19-16, beat the home team in a game that with Matt Castles as your starting quarterback, who looked the part. He looked like a backup quarterback and a bad backup at that. But he got the W though.
The team got the W. He didn't get the W.
He said the team got the W. He didn't get the W.
No, it wasn't because of him.
Hold on. Sorry, you weren't up. Now you're up. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, I just said it wasn't because of him.
Well, the team got the, exactly because the offense was stagnant. It just didn't do anything. Obviously,
Dez Bryant, he got away with a push on that last drive.
Yeah, but you know they were getting. I mean, I felt like people were getting away with everything in that game. I think the referees were pretty bad. We'll talk about the game anyway. But our phone lines are open today. Again, due to technical difficulties, our phone lines are not open. But please listen to the show. Tweet us at Urban Sports Scene on Twitter and on Facebook. Just check our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page, and we have topics on there. So just respond to the topics, and we'll read them off. Let's get into our tradition of the pregame. Maryland Terps are playing UConn Huskies at the Jimmy V Classic at the 9:30 in Madison Square Garden.
Yep.
This is a big game for the Terps. They look good against UNC, even though they lost on the road, playing against a good UConn team, not a great UConn team on a neutral court. This could be a good showcase for the Terps with Mello, Tremble, Layman, and them boys. I know they got Carter. They got Carter too. So I know some Terps.
Well, yeah, because they played Georgetown.
Exactly. You're a smart guy. You're a very smart guy.
That's all right. You can roll with the Stephen A. Smith if you want.
And I will. And them boys. That's my thing.
UConn has a kid by the name of Rodney Purvis. And Rodney Purvis was heralded to be the next John Wall. He's from North Carolina as well. And to me, as someone, he looked to John Wall as almost an equal when you see him kind of interact years ago. But he transferred from NC State to UConn, and he's kind of fallen off the radar. I'm not sure if he has a future in the NBA, but I want to see how he's going to play against Maryland. And I want to see how Maryland's going to bounce back from the UNC loss, because you said they look good. I didn't think they played up to their capability that night, especially defensively and rebounding.
To me, the way I said that, because against the Terps and some of the other teams they play, I want to say, was it Ryder? Yeah, Ryder. They didn't look like they didn't look like a team that was number two in the country. When they played North Carolina with a healthy Paige coming back off injury, so the team was pretty fully loaded. They competed. And they played hard against a team that was ranked number one. If they were healthy, they would be the best team, supposedly. Compared, if you look at the coaches' polls and whatnot, this is the best team in the country.
Yeah. Again, I think whenever somebody's rated high in the preseason, you know, their play has to speak. And this was new territory for Maryland, so I wouldn't necessarily anoint them right away. Although on paper they did look good, of course, and based off their season last year, I believe they are capable of being the team that they're thought to be. But again, you gotta let your play speak for itself. And as of right now, they don't look like they're ranked. They should be ranked in the top two now, or top three, top 10, yes. But I'm interested to see when they get into their league play how they're going to compete against the Michigan States and the Iowas on the road.
What do you think in this game against Syracuse? Do you expect the Terps to beat Syracuse? I'm sorry. Do you expect the Terps to beat the Huskies?
I do.
Okay. And if they beat the Huskies, do you look at this team? Do you look at this team as a potential Final Four team? Not based on this win. I'm sorry. Just period.
It's too early for me to determine, to be honest. Joe Lunardi, his preseason Final Four did have the Terps in it, though. Just that's just notable. But for me, as of right now, it's again, it's hard to I guess, like I said, determine whether it's whether the team, I should say, is going to be a Final Four team. Some teams play harder in the postseason, and if Maryland does not have the regular season that they, you know, hoped and anticipated in having, then I imagine they're going to play much harder once the tournament comes around. But, you know, to get to the tournament, you have to play well in the regular season. Do I expect them to miss the tournament? Not at all. But they don't have any signature wins yet. And tonight won't even be a signature win. They're supposed to win this game. Again, once they get into league play, I believe they'll be tested a bit more.
And UConn was a ranked team coming into the season, though, right?
Not to my knowledge.
I thought they were. I mean, before they took a loss. But, I mean, they have a good match.
What conference is UConn in?
What's the name of that old? Exactly. Is it the new Big East? It's not a Big East, but you know what I mean. Like, all the other Big East teams are in this conference. Like, Cincinnati's in the same conference, UConn's in. I know, really.
It's not the same.
It's definitely not the same. Speaking of the old Big East, there's a Big East tradition, rivalry, excuse me, Georgetown versus Syracuse over the weekend. Georgetown beat Syracuse for 79-72. Do you get opportunity to catch the game?
Some of it. It was a bit irrelevant to me. I don't think Syracuse is good. Yeah, Syracuse isn't good.
They were a ranked team at the time this season. Dude, they were 7-2. They're not a bad team.
College basketball is not.
It's parity in college basketball. So when a team is ranked, you still have it's still a good victory because it's a ranked opponent.
Well, they don't have their coach. I don't think it was worthy of being a Verizon Center game. I guess because of the names.
Worthy of being a Verizon Center game? What do you mean,
McDonough?
Dude, don't do that. Now you're just being extra. McDonough, Syracuse, Georgetown's one of the biggest. It's like one of the biggest rivalries in collegiate basketball. It's not Carolina Duke, but it's big.
Well, it's not the same right now, is what I'm saying.
Oh, because
those two teams, because of the conference. There was no Ewing. There was no Derek Coleman. There's no guys that stand out in that game where you say, oh man, it's a must watch. It's something that people probably missed.
There's nobody like that in college basketball to me, period, other than Duke from LSU, to be bluntly honest with you. And I like the Duke from Kentucky. There's not that many good players in college basketball. If you want me to go with that route, they're like even UConn. There ain't stars. Maryland, Mello Trumbull, if you want to call that a star, I guess.
Well, team basketball is I guess the key line. Kentucky is some team, even though they're not the Kentucky of last season, you want to see Kentucky.
Because of Cal. Because you already know what he brings. You know what he brings to the table.
So there are still teams, even if they don't have that notable.
You're right. There's Kentucky.
No, Duke is still a team that you want to watch.
Duke is a team you want to watch because you hate Duke. It's not like they're talented.
I'm not saying they're overly talented. And they're kind of boring this year.
They are boring.
No, they're boring to watch. I'm not going to lie. But, again, you cannot deny it's Duke. I think Georgetown, for me, is going to improve once Thompson leaves, if he leaves.
Don't.
Right now, he doesn't like he's going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere. That's
a big problem. That's a problem for me.
No, I expect Georgetown. I think that was a big win for Georgetown. It was good for the resume. Eventually,
college basketball fan. Don't get me wrong.
I know. You don't sound like
Gonzaga
right now.
Is fun to watch, too.
Not really. I can't watch Gonzaga. You like San Diego State?
But you're watching Georgetown, Syracuse.
I can watch it currently. I can easily watch it.
Maybe is it because you're a Georgetown
fan?
You darn right.
Like,
Carolina is not the best product right now.
Oh, against Maryland, oops galore! That Maryland Carolina game was awesome. Nothing but oops, dog.
It was a fun game, I guess, to watch. But I'm just saying, I watched the Maui. I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I watched Bobby Hurley get an upset victory. This past Sunday? Was his team playing? Was it Arizona State? Because I was interested in seeing how
Bobby Hurley coaches which team again? Arizona State, right? He left the other school to Arizona State?
I believe he coaches Arizona
State. I just don't remember. I believe you. There's no need to check it out.
I need to look just to clarify, but Arizona State got a big win, I believe. Or Bobby, let me look.
Dude, I believe you.
I'm not saying
that's real talk, true story.
I need some clarification for myself. This has been a tough week. I haven't been on Twitter for that long, but I'm getting clowned.
You are doing well.
My record is bad. And the thing is,
first of all,
I have to pick the Falcons, which I have to do again this week. So, homeboy, if you listen, you already got a game up on me.
Oh, but give me a shout out. Proper shout out. I'm just laughing what you just said. Check out our homie from footballgarbagetime.com. He gave us a shout out on his podcast, which aired right before. I mean, it aired Right before our show. So big shout out to him. He beat us. Now he was 9-7. He was 9-7. Ray was for the pick 6-9.
Six and eight. Pick the Redskins.
Yeah, game. 6-8. That's right. You didn't pick the Redskins. Yeah, 6-8. No, you did. You picked the Redskins to win. Lose. Actually,
I did. Mm-hmm. So why am I a game short of him?
That must have messed something up.
Something's not right.
Something like that. It doesn't even matter. But anyway, he had a better record than us anyway. So, that's what it was.
It was Saturday. Arizona State upset Texas A&M. And the reason why I was intrigued by the game.
I gotta make sure.
Something's
six
wrong.
Six and nine. Something wrong. It ain't mine. Mine is right. I'm always right. I count 15 games here.
Detroit had that game. Am I right? It still wouldn't have helped. Atlanta is.
It's only 15 games on the docket. It can't be 9-7. Maybe I read his tweet wrong.
No, he said 9-7.
Whatever. Maybe I missed a game.
Maybe, but either way, I lost. So
yes, either way,
it's fine. But I had no idea I was going to be competing when I made those picks.
I did miss one.
What game?
Maybe I didn't. Pittsburgh? Did we pick Pittsburgh? No, I did Pittsburgh and Colts.
Yeah, I picked
Pittsburgh. Yeah, I did that one. All right, go ahead. Continue. I'm sorry about that.
But, I kind of like the way he screenshotted it and sent it.
Yeah, it's evidence, man. You can't play
it. We have to listen. I had to fast forward. It's like the cassette tapes.
Either way.
Kind of behind the eight ball. You know what I mean?
Either way.
It's like rewind.
Anyway, it was cool, though, man. Appreciate the shout-out, though.
It's been a tough week. I was watching Arizona State game. It was a good game. But there's a big shrine of James Harden in the arena.
In Arizona State?
Yeah.
Already? Really?
Yeah, it is. When he had the low cut, no beard. But there's no Eddie House. At least, maybe I didn't see it. Although I saw the Eddie House. Although I saw the Eddie House was honored there, I think, last season. So I'm trying to figure out who was more important. I'm looking around. I'm like, James Harden, I guess, is a bigger name now.
Now,
but Eddie
College,
House scored 61 in the college game.
Yeah.
And that's when he was thin.
He wasn't fat.
Yeah,
he wasn't a fat, chubby dude.
It was a good game. Like I said, college basketball isn't dead, but it's not the same because guys like Tyus Jones and Trey Burke and others don't stay like they should.
Hey, yeah, I'm not gonna get into this.
No. I'm just saying
I'm not gonna get into this. You're not gonna get me into this. You are not.
I watched Utah play. Okay.
Yeah.
And Trey Burke hit a big shot too, by the way.
Yeah. I am not getting into this. You are not gonna. Nope.
What?
Not gonna have that debate.
Who did Utah beat in overtime recently? And Trevor
They almost beat
Golden State.
Yeah, I know.
But and Trevor Booker played a great game. I missed him. I was like, dang, I missed Trevor Booker.
Man.
I mean, he played a phenomenal game. But I was looking at Utah and someone play. Can't remember who it was, but Trey Burke hit a big shot though. Big shot. And I was saying, oh man, look. Maybe he's starting to evolve, but he only scored single digits.
All right, down to free. Anyway. I'm not going to deal with this. All right, down to free. Down to free game. Dude, I'm not going to deal with you with Trey Burke. You and Trey Burke, man. Down to free game.
You just going to ignore my,
nah, I would,
my
I want,
thoughts, really.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, man.
That's
go
okay.
Ahead. Nah.
Because I don't know where we went. You know, I was trying to make my point, and then you kept looking at the game, so.
No, you said the point was, I'm trying to, the state of college basketball. I think that's what it is. Like how teams are irrelevant.
Yeah, well, maybe I shouldn't have listed the guys that I listed because that
goes you the wrong way. They're in the NBA. That's why.
Yeah, but too many people. Dante Green left too early, for example.
Syracuse. He did.
He left too early.
That's a while. That's a long time.
If he stayed with Johnny Flynn, maybe they win a title. You know what I mean?
What is he doing now?
No.
That's a J shooter, right? The one with a J.
He had a similar build to Kevin Durant, kind of wiry, tall guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand. Go get your money, but
I'm always a fan.
I haven't heard about Tyus Jones this season. I'm just being real. I am very impartial to this because there are some, like for example, Ronnie Hood. He's playing good. He's developing. Seriously.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, for who plays for Utah, right?
Exactly. I was just watching Utah.
All right, down a free game, right?
What's next?
Dodgers traded. I just get one.
Baseball.
Yeah, now. I'm doing. It's gonna be real quick though. Dodgers traded two prospects for Reds closer Aroldis Chapman. I said it right though. Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah, he was supposed to be an ace.
I actually want him to be a starting pitcher. I don't want him to be a closer. I think he would have dynamic stuff.
He still throws over 100?
Yeah. Yeah, not about 93, 95.
What
four.
Is this, control issues? No, that's nah, over 100.
That's just, yeah, 95, throw, like 95.
Oh, he didn't throw 100?
Those 90, well, I'm sorry, 105. What am I talking? 105. Sorry, 105. Now, somebody, my boy James Johnson on our Facebook page stated that, yeah, he can't be a closer. He can't be a starter. He can only be a closer.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's hard to find left-handers that can throw that fast. I used to work with a guy. He was related to Michael Kirkman. You know who he is?
Not at all.
He was a closer for Texas in the years where they went.
Oh, you talk. Yeah, you told me about
left-handed dude, and he struggled. Mm-hmm. But the reason why he was able to maintain a roster spot is because it's hard to find a lefty that can throw heat like that. Definitely. So Chapman will always have a place in MLB, but not as a starter, as a closer, because again, because of his skill set.
All right, down to pregame. Let's talk about the college football top four. You got Clemson versus Oklahoma, Alabama versus Michigan State. Between those two matchups, which is the best one, the more eye-pleasing matchup?
Bama, clearly.
Yeah, Bama, Michigan State?
Yeah, I mean, Michigan State, I didn't want them to win. I watched that game.
Everybody wanted Iowa to win, I think.
I wanted Iowa to win so bad. And the thing was, I felt like they had him stopped on the goal line.
I did, too.
And he muscled his way in.
Yeah, he housed it.
That is reminiscent of the program.
Yeah, good point.
So Latimer went back and started taking steroids again after that. So maybe they gotta figure that out. But I don't want to encourage anybody to do anything illegal. But let's be real. But that's what it reminded me of. But Michigan State, hard earned victory. It was. I mean, it was a really tough game. Going up against Bama, who looks unbeatable right now, and this is what Michigan State does. So it's going to be interesting to see how that game turns out. Although I expect it to be a ugly dogfight, which is great.
Yeah. I saw the Michigan State. I saw the last drive of Michigan State Iowa, and like you, I didn't see the whole thing. I saw the last drive, and like you, I was like, wow. Like I thought he was going to get stopped. I was like, oh, they got him.
He was stopped, and it was more than one guy.
Like I thought they got him.
Adrian Peterson esque. Because Adrian Peterson, one person can't bring
Exactly. I like, they got him. And that dude's a true freshman, if my memory serves me correctly. I think the dude's a true freshman. And then watching Clemson versus North Carolina. North Carolina was up initially in the game. I was like, uh-oh, Clemson about to mess up this whole system. And then all of a sudden, their quarterback, I forgot his name. He was like, he hated the Heisman pose too. The young quarterback for Clemson had a real good game, a couple good runs, started taking over the game. Clemson started feeling confident because they have this term called Clemsoning, like that means you're gonna choke eventually. So, but Clemson came to play, and I like Clemson's story. We're talking about a team that's known to kind of drop the ball in the last game or a game they're supposed to have to be in contention for a BCS or now the top four. So it was cool to see Clemson beat Carolina.
Program note, Jay Williams right now is giving great in-depth analysis on ESPN. Another Duke player whose career has been cut short. Duke is cursed. Jahlil Okafor all of a sudden is turning out Ron Artest in the streets. Something is wrong with that school, man. I'm telling you, go there, you can win while you're there. But then as soon as you leave, something is wrong.
Like Bobby Hurley too?
Yeah.
Here you go, man.
Something is wrong with that school. I'm telling you, it just triggered a thought for me. Like you, I mean, Hubert Davis has been on TV, but you look at a Duke game. Chris Duhon's in the stands. Nate James. It's crazy. Tyus Jones.
But Nate James was on the staff. Was he on the staff
at one point? Because he hires all of them. That's just ridiculous. Quinn Cook, you're from this area, you know. we have some type of relationship. I'm sorry that you have to go through what you're going through. You know, on a Ohio D League tip right now, playing pretty well though. But
on an Ohio tip D League. That's what he's doing?
I don't know the name of the D-League. I can name one D-League team. I think it's like the Delaware 66ers or something like that. Something. But other than that.
He's on D-League for real?
Who, Quinn Cook?
Yeah, is he really?
Yeah, he's with the Cleveland Cavaliers affiliate. Because remember, he was with the Cavs for preseason. But Dellavedova got that last spot for point guards.
He's a bum.
And Quinn Cook actually, you know, gave him the business in a inter-squad scrimmage. So.
How did you see this on NBA TV?
Yeah.
They go that detailed?
Well, they show training camp. They, you know, inside each team, they break it down. So, they show it, man. And if they didn't, Brian Windhorst would update me because that's what he does. You know, I wish I could be a leech.
Yeah, that's the biggest leech in the world. I can't stand Brian Windhorst. I can't stand
that. Why not?
Because he's like, he lives off LeBron.
You can't knock the hustle, man.
I don't like people who just, like, live off somebody else. He's like,
listen, he's living off. you called me, so I really gave me fist pump, man. If he did the same thing for you, you know, you
it would be cool. I would appreciate it.
Exactly.
But I'm still not gonna be like, oh yeah, Breland, that's my dude. Like,
so when Breland goes to
like Santana, Denver, you're gonna go, new booty right there. You know what I'm saying?
If Breland goes to Denver, then you're gonna go to Denver with them, that type of thing.
No, I'm not. It's not that serious. It's not that type of ain't that
money
type of,
talks.
You now how much he, how much are you paying me though?
Well, see, it's not
how
well,
much you paying. If it's Breland, I love my family.
If
here.
It's Breland, it's not. But if it was like RG3, sure. When yeah. he first became the quarterback and he was hot.
Look, come on, man. Now. If I'm not leaving my family, it's got to be good for me leaving my family.
Oh yeah, you know, Brian Windhorst, that's good enough. If you can be a beat reporter and you follow LeBron James everywhere, that's enough. And you going to Miami at that? You're tripping. I can't hate on that, man. I just can't. I think it's hilarious. I can make fun of him, you know. Maybe I can make it trying to hate. That's what 50 Cent did, you know what I mean? We used to Ja Rule to do. But how are we going to knock him out? What's going to knock him out is LeBron doesn't have that much time left.
This dude here,
I'm
man.
Serious.
What? This dude here. Oh, God.
I'm on the road tonight.
You are, man. You can't be stopped.
I wanted to talk. You know, it's a tough night right now.
Yeah, I know.
You're going through a lot. I didn't want to ask any questions. I didn't want to comment. You got a big plate of food. Matter of way, I'm on an urban sports team diet heavy right now. No, Will is not on that same diet. All I had was cashews for lunch. That's not,
hey, are you serious?
That's not
are you
urban.
Serious?
I'm dead serious.
Oh, God.
Not because I'm starving myself, just that I don't want to spend excessive dollars on lunch. And
you too? That's one of my main things, too, though. That's one of
cashews.
My things.
I was in the line at Target. It's like, you know what?
I'm just saying.
Cashews are hanging up there.
I'm the same way with that one. I
ate a decent breakfast, so I'll eat after we go to the gym tonight. But
that's are you going to gym too? You going rolling? I ain't know what you meant by it. So I'm talking about my man. You back?
That's what I asked you.
Okay, sweet. We back in the gym. So I'm talking about definitely. All right, time for commercial break. When we get back from break, we talk about the Washington Redskins Cowboys game. Redskins was supposed to beat Dallas, did not do that.
Did you interview DeSean Jackson?
I didn't, but I was around. I'm on TV. I was on ESPN. Really? Yeah. I was on ESPN.
Oh man, you should have told me.
Yeah, I got the link though.
Maybe DeSean Jackson will.
I doubt that.
he'll let you latch on as a beat reporter.
Stop it! It's the Urban Sports Team for Ages. You dig? Those us.
I play this. Hi, this is Wally Akinso from the Urban Sports Team. Earlier today, I had a sit-down interview with Jim Gray, which focused on a hard decision that I had to make.
How many people know your decision right now?
In all realness, Jim, that's a dumbass question. I should smack your ass right now.
One hand or two hands?
If you keep playing, I'm going to smack you with two hands.
When did you decide?
The idea of me smacking you came about 30 seconds ago.
You still a nail biter?
Don't worry about my nails. They won't be in the way when I smack you. Don't worry about it, all right?
We've had everybody else biting their nails, so I guess it's time for them to stop chewing.
Jim, if I was you, I wouldn't worry about everybody else.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know, what's your decision?
I smacked Jim Gray.
That was the conclusion you woke up with this morning.
Yes, Jim, that was the decision that had me tossing and turning this morning. It was hard, but I felt that my left and my right would make an impact on your face. And I was right.
Why?
Why? That's why. You think you know? You have no idea. You don't know the decisions that anybody within the USS has to make.
Life is good.
Life is good. Thanks, Skylar Diggs. We know we all love you all here from the Urban Sports scene.
Yeah, after a while, I get sick of that. You can listen to our show by visiting our official Urban Sports Scene website. My mic is off, I think.
No, it's actually on.
Oh, walio.podbean.com. www.walio.podbean.com. Walio is spelled W-A-L-E-O. We're also on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search Urban Sports Scene. If you have any questions or comments, email us at change.da.game6@gmail.com. You can also listen to us on the Urban. Oh, the Urban. Yes, you can on Urban, but also the Sports Crib podcast on Thursday nights Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Excuse me.
I need to be on that show.
LongTimeRadio.com/West Coast.
I need to.
WC Steeler fan. Shout out to West Coast Steeler fan. I can't think of his real name right now. I think his real name is
James. 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 I'm eating rice right now. I'm starving. I need to fuel my workout. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. It's been a tough week. It's a tough couple of days.
Good God.
It has, man. Is there more? Is there more reads?
Can't put your plate down. No. The Redskins lost yesterday. I can start out because
yeah,
I felt like off. whenever you get that many turnovers, back up though if you're gonna eat that much. Good gracious. I can hear you chewing right in my ear.
My bad.
It's like a phone conversation. Whenever you get that many turnovers at home, in my opinion, you're supposed to capitalize and you should come out with the W. Now, to me, the reason why it's a real stinging loss is because it's the Cowboys. But people forget, the Cowboys played the Seahawks the same exact way. Grind them out, low-scoring game, and the Cowboys should have won that game. Unfortunately, they didn't. And it seemed like without Romo, they found ways to lose all season to Atlanta. They allowed Atlanta to come back from, a 17-point deficit?
Mm-hmm.
They found a way to lose to Philly. Again, they shouldn't have lost these games. But for whatever reason, when it's a rivalry game, I think adrenaline takes over, and they found a way to pull it out against the Redskins. The only thing I did not like, and I guess you have to celebrate when you win, but Jason Garrett appeared a bit too happy for me. The way he celebrated, as if this is a signature win. First of all, the NFC East, did you see Rob Riggle, by the way, on Fox on Sunday?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my gosh, it was hilarious. You got to watch it. We got to find it. I mean, we couldn't play it tonight if we wanted to, but it was hilarious. He did like a skit, so to speak, about the NFC East, like how you're always still in it. And it was a medical theme to it. I mean, just freaking hilarious. He's like, side effects are H1N1, RG3. You know, it was hilarious.
Really?
It was so
RG3
funny.
Joke?
It was. But he had several jokes in there. Several jokes. Chip Kelly, he destroyed him. But anyway, the point is, even if the Cowboys rally here at the end of the season, make the playoffs, they are not going anywhere. But I retweeted this too. Jerry Jones is souped right now. Like, we have a chance. No, you don't.
They don't.
You do not have a chance.
They got Buffalo next week.
Do you see Seattle right now?
Yeah.
Seattle is looking like they're.
What, he has a chance to win the division, though? He has a chance to win the division?
Who cares? You're not going anywhere. To me, winning the NFC East this year is not the biggest accomplishment.
That's true.
It's not. Now, granted, it's still an opportunity to play in the playoffs. That's true. But if you're the Cowboys, like, the Redskins can be a Seattle from years ago that was a 7-9 team and win a playoff game. I can see that in Philly, too, after they just beat New England. And the Giants beat themselves so often, it's annoying. But the Cowboys, to me, are the one team in the in the division that cannot win a first-round playoff matchup. I don't care. Or a wild-card playoff matchup, whatever you want to call it. I don't think it's possible. I really don't. Who are you going to get? Are you going to get Seattle, potentially? Are you going to get
Are we talking about Romo playing or not?
Romo's not going to. He's done.
You know, Jerry Jones didn't put him on IR. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but he's done, though. He's done. You're going to risk that man's life.
I think they would.
That's going to be some.
I think they would.
That's going to be some, what do you call it, Paul Walker type stuff.
Yeah.
What was his name, though? Lance Harbor?
Mm-hmm.
Going back to my move. I went the program early and now Varsity Blues. But anyway, I just feel like the Cowboys, again, it was a good win considering all they experienced, and it was a road win. But it was a game that, in my opinion, they should have lost.
Mm-hmm.
DeSean Jackson, that was huge. That was huge. That field position was huge, man. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they wouldn't have scored a touchdown.
Speaking of DeSean Jackson, he talked about the play of the Raiders referring to. DeSean Jackson got the punt, the Cowboys punted to a DeSean Jackson. He caught it. Proceeded to go upfield, then decided to go backwards, ran away back toward the Redskins end zone, and was stripped and fumbled.
He looked like he was down to me, though.
It was close. It's just you gotta be perfectly clear.
Irrefutable.
You gotta be perfectly clear that, all right, he didn't fumble. So it's pretty close. They couldn't change the call. But anyway, DeSean Jackson, after the game, spoke about the play and you know how he felt about it.
Rashawn Jay talked about one of the usual punt return moves. You guys needed a big play. You feel a lot of pressure on yourself to do a lot there and maybe be doing too much.
To make sure the game, man. I've heard that before. I think this is new. I've been improving after the years. It's one of the things where I was trying to make a play for my team. So, what's the deal? I said, I got to take it on the chin, you know, fumble. I'm no better than that. Protect the ball. I'm starting to get down, but you know, I kind of felt, you know, I was close to going down, but you know, they ruled it how they ruled it. But, once again, you know, it's on me. But, I got to protect the ball better than that.
Sean, were you frustrated with the way the offense was going well before that, during the course of the game?
I mean, we felt the defense played hats off. They played great defense. You know, Washington Redskins football, they did a great job of taking the ball away from the Cowboys and things like that. So, you know, ideally, we felt, you know, we should have put more points on the board. We wasn't able to do that off the turnovers. Everybody only scored 3 points or maybe six at the most. But, you know, as an offense, we got to do a better job of that. Loss, and just saying, you know, the opportunities are given, we got to take better advantage of that. You know, it's not the first time that's happened this year. You know, a couple games, you know, previous when we had turnovers, we made our points. So, you know, as a team, and you know, as a virtual player, you know, doing everything we can to, you know, force that into being pushed for us, and not just the field, but we're scoring touchdowns.
All right, so you heard Deshaun. One thing, I'm trying to get into the mind of Sean Jackson, because when I watched the play happen, and I seen him, you know, go back, I was like, what is he doing? Like, what is he trying to prove? You know, because it was like about a minute and probably 20 seconds left, or even probably a little bit more than that. Redskins had 2 timeouts, so he had an opportunity. The Redskins had an opportunity to get a game-winning field goal at the time. I believe the score was 9-9. So an opportunity to get a game-winning field goal. You know, Kirk Cousins, you know, of late has been good down the stretch. And as you saw, hitting Deshaun Jackson in that game to tie the game at 16. So you see that Kirk Cousins had that clutch gene, which Ray referred to in his blog. You can check the Urban Sports Scene blog site at www.urbansportsscene.blogspot.com. And you can listen to, you can read Ray's blog about Kirk Cousins. But, looking at that game, I was like, what is he doing? Like, he's making a big mistake in this situation. But I was trying to get into the mind of Deshaun Jackson, knowing that the Redskins offense was struggling. They couldn't make a play. They couldn't score on the short side of the field when defense was forcing turnovers. And he was thinking to himself, like, okay, I can end this. You know what I mean? I can make a play to get a touchdown or win the game. Now, granted, it was the wrong move, man. It really was the wrong move. But for anybody to put blame on Deshaun Jackson, I have an issue with. I can't blame Deshaun Jackson for this loss, because Kirk Cousins and the Washington Redskins had opportunities to put this team away. The defense forced 3 turnovers in Dallas's territory, and the Redskins didn't score anything at times. So I look at it like, okay, this game shouldn't have been that close. If they played it correctly, this game isn't close. So I can't put pressure on Deshaun Jackson. I saw him in the press in the locker room. He was ejected in the locker room. The PR guy had to kind of get him so he can be interviewed by everybody. And I wouldn't want to be interviewed with if I was him as well. But I can't. I'm listening to, you know, other Redskins fans or experts blame Deshaun Jackson. I'm like, I can't blame Deshaun Jackson, like, because. And one, he redeemed himself to make a play. Now, granted, the Redskins could have ended the game with a field goal, but he redeemed himself. And two, let's talk about Kirk Cousins and the Redskins offense, Jay Gruden's play calling. That defense bowled, and they gave you opportunities to kill the Dallas Cowboys, and you couldn't do it.
Jay Gruden's play calling always comes into question for me throughout the course of the season, because it seems like it's inconsistent. There are games where he appears to trust Kirk Cousins, and then there are other games where he does not. And last night was evidence of that. We last week, in breaking down what were the keys to the Redskins' victory, we highlighted Jordan Reed as probably the most important component of the Redskins' offense. You got to use him. You got to use your best player. You got to use him. And Gronkowski is one of the biggest weapons for New England, mm-hmm. right? Whenever he plays, he makes an impact. The coaches ensure that he's in the game plan. And this is what separates the Belichicks from the other what is it, 30-odd head coaches. I'm serious. Now, are there other good coaches in the league? Sure. But I'm just saying, how are you going to game plan every game? Your best player either needs to be heavily involved or at least a great decoy. Because you see that at times. When, for example, when I watch the Bengals, there are times where A.J. Green is totally taking out the game. But you see they make plays with
double team, taking away. Yeah.
We watch the Colts do it for years. It'll be games – very rarely, from my recollection, did both Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison have big games on the same day. But it'll be one or the other. Now, again, maybe that's not a fair comparison to the Redskins right now. But, again, I'm just saying, to me, the Redskins came in with momentum. Jordan Reed has had a great season. He should be a Pro Bowler, by the way. I think it's safe that we can start to call people Pro Bowlers at this stage of the year. And to me, he wasn't a big enough part of the game plan. I just don't get the – I do not get the rationale. And part of it is because I believe the expectations and the magnitude of the game got to the coaching staff. You saw a desperate Redskins team a year ago go into Dallas and win with Colt McCoy when nobody expected them to. And the game plan straight blindsided the Cowboys. This time, to me, it's like the Cowboys knew what to expect almost. And the Cowboys' defense, again, has been good. So
yeah, that's one thing. That defense has been really good.
They haven't good. They've given up. I'm telling you, whenever you lose, I don't know if Tony Romo's their best player. Whenever you lose your leader,
Tony Romo. Anytime you lose players to that ability,
I'm a Falcons fan, of course. I make that known. And the year that Vic didn't play, the defense was decent, but it's like our offense isn't going to do anything anyway. So after a while, you cannot hold people unless you are Steel Curtain, Baltimore Ravens of yesteryear, whatever. But that is the main reason why they lost a lot of games. But even in the New England game, they competed. It's just they had no offensive support. And then when you give them a chance to win, like they did last night, where low-scoring game, you know, they came up big throughout the game. Even though the Redskins drove on that last drive, if it goes in overtime, the Redskins win. I believe it, 100%.
Yeah.
Even though I picked the Cowboys because – the Redskins always choke for some reason against them.
Well, you said you picked the Cowboys for kicks. That's what you said on the last show.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, you said you just picked the Cowboys. You're like, I picked the Redskins, but for the show purposes, I'm picking the Cowboys.
Oh, Cowboys, yeah, just because. That's true. I really believe the Redskins should have won that game.
Yeah.
Everybody, every analyst I saw picked the Redskins.
Yeah, I agree with you. They should have won the game. On Twitter, my man George said he had a list of people to blame. On the blame ladder, it goes Jay Gruden, number one. Number two is Dustin Hopkins. Three, Jordan Reed and penalties. Four, DeSean Jackson. Five, Kirk Cousins. Agree with his list?
Why is Kirk Cousins on there? I think he's got to be coached. Kirk Cousins, I'm sorry. I've been defending him all season. He has shown his capability. Let the man loose.
Well, I can't tell you there's a reason
was
why.
Was inaccurate?
Well, there's a reason. Yeah, well, he was. He wasn't beginning the game. Kirk Cousins didn't look good initially in the beginning of the game. He wasn't accurate. I'm with you on that though. It's a little bit of both. It's Kirk Cousins and Jay Gruden. Jay Gruden is not letting him loose.
Right,
but I don't think. But there's a reason to me. If your coaches don't have trust in you, they won't let you loose. There's a reason for that. Like your coaches know. They know you. They see you in practice. Period. All the time. So your coach who deemed you. This is the thing. Your coach gave you the act of confidence. You know, it was like, okay, you're the guy. You're the guy to lead this team. And now all of a sudden, all of a sudden, when they need to stretch the field, he can't take chances. This is the thing that amazes me about this Redskins team.
Yeah,
I know this. What amazes you have it like if you were like let's look at Cam Newton's situation, right? He lost Benjamin and his number one wide receiver is Tegan Jr. His number one receiver really is Olsen. Tegan Jr. is his number one wide receiver. If you look at the position wide receiver. He really doesn't have anybody but a tight end, to be real with you, right? To throw the ball to be real with you. Kirk Cousins has DeSean Jackson, who can beat a cornerback and safety on a go route. Pierre Garçon, who's shown you he can get 100 catches a season. Jordan Reed, who you just said is a Pro Bowl tight end. And you're putting handcuffs on this offense. Crowder, who looks like a good slot receiver. And you're putting handcuffs on this offense. You know what I mean? Like, that's amazing to me. Again, especially on a short field. Understand that. A short field where your defense is forcing three turnovers and you can't score nothing.
What do you have to lose? And this reminds me of Shanahan. you traded to get Donovan McNabb, you bring him here, and then in Detroit, oh, he couldn't run a two-minute drill, and you put in Rex Grossman. But this is the guy that you say, we're confident he – no, stop lying. There's something there, like you're saying. And that's why I don't put the onus on Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. I really don't. To me, again, he's made big enough throws to gain a certain level of trust. After a while, you know, what's the excuse? And a matter of fact, what was his list again? Real quick, just let me know.
Oh, okay, so number one is Jay Gruden. Number two is Dustin Hopkins, the kicker, which we can get into that to understand that. Okay. Jordan Reed and, you know, slash penalties, because Jordan Reed gets a bunch of penalties. Deshaun Jackson, Kirk Cousins.
Let me ask you what you think about this. Now, you pointed out earlier, and I agree with you, the defense produced three turnovers. Redskins offense didn't do anything with it. However, when they needed to stop the most, they didn't stop the Cowboys on that last drive.
They did stop them. They did what they needed to do. If your kickoff return gets to the 50-yard line and you get them, all they gained was 12 yards in that process, about 12 yards in that process, that's enough for a defense.
My thought process was, I believe it was second down. They were this close to a sack.
Made that sack. They missed the sack, but I think the defense, I totally agree with you. But the defense, it wasn't like the defense gave up a 50-yard pass. It was more of okay, they got 12 yards in the play. You're going against Dez Bryant. You're going against you're going against Terrence Williams, who's not a bad wide receiver. And Jason Witten, who got his 1,000 catch in that game. So when I look at that, when I look at the Redskins defense, I don't blame them at all. To strap that Cowboys defense, the Cowboys were, I believe it was 1 for 9 or something for first downs throughout the whole, on third down throughout the whole game. That defense ball, and they forced three turnovers. The Redskins defense did their job, which the elements that let this team down was the Redskins offense, in my opinion, and the Redskins special teams. Those two things hinder this team.
Yep.
You know, Hopkins has been kicking. This is to George's point. Yeah. Hopkins has been kicking out the end zone the whole year, predominantly. One kick they needed him to kick it out the end zone. The one kick he's short. He couldn't kick it. He kicked it probably 2 yards into the end zone. And then the returner. I forget his name. If you looked at it throughout the whole game, and punt returns and kickoff returns, he was close the whole time of breaking one. He was close. So the Redskins needed that guy. They needed Hopkins to step up. He didn't. And he's a kicker. It's all you ask for a kicker is to do one thing, is kick the ball. And especially when you have a leg like Hopkins. George has another tweet. My man George says, for a coach that believes Kirk Cousins is the best man going forward at quarterback, he sure doesn't call plays for
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Like, that's exactly what I've been saying.
That's what I'm saying. It just shows you there's something in practice. It's something he sees and knows that what Kirk can do and can do. That's how I look at it. That's the only way it can be, because if you took the handcuffs off, Kirk Cousins would get more action. According to on Facebook about do you think Deshaun Jackson was to blame for Monday night's loss? My man Kenny said no. Mike West said no. He wanted to win and thought he had a chance to make a big play, which I was referring to. I think that was going on in Deshaun Jackson's mind. He thought he could make a big play to win the game. Now, granted, it was the wrong decision, but that was in his mind. He thought he could make a play for this team to win the game. My man Riggs ran four skins on Twitter, said he believes that, yes, to a certain extent, it was Deshaun Jackson's fault. Not to a certain extent. He tried to make an extra play, but he said also the play calling to Jay Gruden was vanilla.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, when you look at the game as a whole, then you can point to a number of things, and that's any game.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you have to point to those critical plays, and in that moment, that was just a bad play and a bad decision on his part. It reminds me of 49ers, I believe it was the NFC Championship game years ago against the Giants. Kenny is his name, Williams maybe, could be saying that wrong. You know,
it was Williams. Right. The last name was Williams, though.
I think his name was Kenny Williams. Oh, fumbled, yeah. And the Giants score, game over. He got all the blame.
Oh, yeah. He got a lot of blame. Well, exactly. I think he got death threats, too. If I remember serves me correctly.
Probably. And you know what? The thing is, it happens. I think Mike Vanderjack, same thing happened to him. I think he missed some kicks one time. Mm-hmm. Some critical kicks when Peyton Manning was finally looking like he can get over the hump. I mean, it's just like with anything. if a kicker misses a game tying or game winning field goal, they get all the blame, even though over the course of the game, it's a lot that goes on. So DeSean Jackson, in my opinion, he has to accept the bulk of it because of that play in that time or at that moment.
Because it stands out.
Yeah,
it
stands out. You have to. That is the nature of the beast. He understands that. He acknowledged that, and it hurt. But you know what, though? If there's anybody to question their effort, it's not him. You know what I mean?
Totally
and you know he wants to make big plays. And you know he is, even though he doesn't always say it, he's frustrated to a degree. And that's what the question that he was asked by that female reporter.
Yeah.
Were you frustrated with how the offense was going before that? And again, he gave a politically correct answer.
Yeah,
but
PC. Yeah, very PC.
I'm telling you, something needs to change. Because to me, Jay Gruden, and people point this out all the time, he came in to fix the offense.
And they gave him talent to fix the offense. That's my thing. They gave him talent to fix the offense.
So what is the problem? And Bill Callahan, you know, love him or hate him, his line has been inconsistent as far as the run game goes. But I think he is the right person, you know, to help fix the running game moving forward. If you're going to move forward, especially if you're going to make the playoffs, they still control their own destiny. So we'll get into that, I guess, as we go further in the show. But no, I don't know.
But also, yeah, all valid points. But also on Twitter, man, at Honesty7 said about the same question about DeSean Jackson. Said, no, I do not. He did make a mistake. Yes. However, he puts in the work every game, which is true. Like Ray said, you can't doubt, you know, DeSean Jackson's talent and his effort out there on the field. At Kess MD said, I blame the entire special team as a whole. I think the special teams are definitely at fault for this game more than anybody else. That's my opinion. At Bar Done Anyway said, are you kidding me? Hell no.
Wow.
I know, right? Hell no. That's fresh. He's exciting to watch. Love his spunk. Well, that's, I mean, DeSean Jackson to me is an exciting player. I got another hell no. Hell no.
Spunk.
Yeah, I know, right? Another hell no. Hell no. D-Jax is trying to be aggressive, unlike our play calling. Do you agree? Yeah, I definitely agree. That's at Shane Donahue 17. And I'm about to read a couple more, and that's about it. At Paul Nichols DC. Absolutely not. I blame that bloat bag of monkey crap named Jay Gruden play calling stinks.
See, that is consensus.
It is.
It's going to come down because we're going to talk about the Redskins are still in the lead to win the NFC. It's going to come down to that game in Philly. Watch.
Yeah, and then my man, at Warrior AG said no. D-Jax was trying to make a play. The blame is squarely on the coaching staff for not adjusting to the defense.
This fan base is so hypocritical. If Kirk Cousins throws a pick, everybody's jumping.
No, some of these people are Kirk Cousins supporters, though.
It doesn't matter.
It's real talk.
I'm talking about as a whole. If Kirk Cousins is the man that makes that decision, trying to make a play, then what? It's because it's DeSean Jackson.
It's because Kirk Cousins is the quarterback, and we know the quarterbacks always get more blame than wide receivers. That's a fact.
Like kickers do.
That's the truth. Hopkins is a guy that everybody loved. That said, like, oh my god, we finally got a kicker. Now the dude's getting blasted.
I'm just saying, that's what I mean. So DeSean Jackson deserves it. Forget it. Forget what y'all talking about. It doesn't matter if he's a likable guy or not. He made a mistake. A lot of good guys fail. We do it all the time. I'm a good guy. I fail.
Like I said, man.
I never fumbled, though.
I don't know what you're talking. Dude, you're wild, dude. Again, like I said, the defense, they produce turnovers. And, like, I think the offense deserves some blame in it. Again, you had 9 points total with good field position.
Jay Gruden's fault.
Anyway, Breland talked about the turnovers the defense forced out.
Sound bite too.
Bro, it's been tough for this team.
When you guys force turnovers like you did, is there kind of a collective sense of frustration that more can't come out of it than 3 points around the board today?
Yeah, I mean, that's defense and offense. You don't have games like that. And as a team, you got to have the other back. So that's what we try to do tonight. It just fell short for us.
You guys are stripping a lot, trying to reach in, poke balls out. Is that more of an emphasis now?
Yeah. You're always hard. We're always trying to get the ball. We're always trying to get turnovers. If we get turnovers, we win the game.
You rarely lose a game when you win the tournament mark. You trying to play Riggle? What's his name? What's the dude's name? Soundbite.
It's hilarious. That could be our commercial break if you wanted to.
Yeah, we guess we could be. Yeah, that's there you go.
Yeah, be a change. Yeah. What's up next, Bruno Mars or whatever you
no,
want
no,
to
no.
say?
No, no, no. It's going to probably be, look, you play Bruno Mars. No, you can
that's
play.
Not, that's not Bruno Mars. It's Mark Ronson, first of all.
It, Mark Bronson.
Uptown Funk.
Yeah, whatever. Close enough.
I can't take it.
It's close enough. We're going to play. If I'm going to play. Clip. Look, what's going to happen? You're going to play your clip for the break, right? And I'm going to play music after it. I don't know what song it's going to be. It's probably Bobby Smurder or something like that.
Yeah, one of the two. You know what I mean?
Hey, you and give me a song and I'll play the next one. And not today, though. The next show.
Oh, I have.
Give me a list of songs.
I have plenty of songs in my arsenal.
All right, good. So that's all you need to do is give me plenty. Make sure they're going to be clean, right?
Come on, man.
Of course not. I know who I'm talking to.
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, I know exactly. I know who I'm talking to, man. But yeah, what's next on tap, man? I forgot. I need my outline. I'm kind of forgot my RG3. I mean, but he's talking about the turnovers. I'm sorry, man. I forgot what I'm referring to. But Breland said, that defense did their job. They produced they knocked out turnovers and whatnot. They strapped. Breland did a good job. He used whoever he was checking other than Terrence Williams. He had Terrence Williams man up and Castle threw a good decent ball to him, but he was playing a lot of man coverage on the island against most of the Cowboys wide receivers. Like seeing D. Hall at safety, he played well at safety. The kid Foster that took the place out of Perry Riley and Keenan Robinson, that dude balled at middle inside linebacker. And then you had the play of Baker was everywhere. Chris Baker. So the defense to me did their job. It's just the offense stayed stagnant. Like, were you ever impressed with the offense defense at all? Watching the game, what you laughing at, son?
Of course, whenever you create turnovers, but it's Matt Castle.
That's what I want to say too. Can I add to that? I'm real with you. Can I say this? I will say this though. Tony Romo was a quarterback in that game. Oh, it could have been ugly. Because I watching the game, there were players wide open.
What is it being impressed about?
And they did their job.
Against Matt Castle, as I said.
Dez Bryant, to me, is the most overrated, one of the most overrated wide receivers in football, in my opinion.
I'm not a fan of the Redskins, but.
My opinion.
The team that I root for went against Brandon Weeden, and they were getting torched. That's how you know you're not a good defense. Exactly. So, that's the point. You're playing against Matt Castle. He's not supposed to do much at this point in his career.
I'm just saying, over the last couple of games, the Redskins defense has played well.
Redskins defense is much improved. I've said that.
Yeah.
But to be honest, they played decent against Brady for part of that game.
Yeah, they did.
So they've had a decent year. They've been more consistent. They did what they were supposed to do.
All right.
Anyway, it goes back to Gruden.
It does go to Gruden.
Well, we got to coach him better.
Yeah. Say it again. Say that one more time.
No, I'm not. Because
say it one more time.
I'm not going to continue to tease the man, but he always gives generic answers.
Oh, my God. All the time.
We got to coach him up.
Yeah, but I mean, the Redskins made plays in the game. They made a couple big plays. The game, like it was going to be, you know, once Rashard Ross made that play for the Redskins to get in good field position and for D-Jax to redeem himself, you thought that, yeah, okay, the game, looks like the Redskins are going to win this game and take it to overtime, like Ray said. And matter of fact, I spoke to Rashard Ross, and I got a soundbite.
Obviously, you got an opportunity to make a play at a kickoff return. How do you feel?
I mean, it's whatever since we didn't win, but I don't know, honestly.
Well, you get a chance to go get play, though. You know what I mean? You had a couple of, like, inactives, and you obviously got back the last 2 weeks, man. You obviously need to give up a sign and do what you do.
Making the best out of my opportunities, you know, coming in every game, even practice, whatever opportunity I get, just try to make the best of it.
I'm Peyton.
Oh, see? Yeah, you almost heard that last sound bite. That's Peyton Manning. Yeah. I'm Peyton Manning, but no, the dude made a big play, and that, you know, that's a guy who got a bunch of DMP, well, inactive. I'm saying DMP and NFL is inactive over the last couple of weeks. Well, last week he got back in the game, so he's getting opportunities. That's a guy that, you know, I think the Redskins should need to get out there even more. He's already shown you he has so much speed, especially as a kickoff returner. He gives you that one little. No, if you give him one little crack, he could take it all the way to the house. So, for that guy to get an opportunity to make a play in the game, I was happy for him, to be honest with you, because we all like to see individuals who work hard and who worked hard in the preseason and did, you know, and made the team off his merits of hard work. and a guy who you can see trying on the field to kind of get his niche in the NFL. And he's made a couple big plays for the Washington Redskins in this season. Had the kickoff return against the Giants. And this game, in this game, he had an impactful return that put this team in a position to tie the game. And an opportunity to win the game, which unfortunately the special teams unit on the other side in terms of coverage and Hopkins let him down. But what you had something?
No, I haven't. Yeah,
today. Okay. So let's go to Kirk Cousins. I've been talking about Kirk Cousins enough. Do you look at Kirk Cousins as a guy who can be a franchise quarterback or a placeholder? Maybe the term franchise quarterback is strong. A real starting quarterback in the NFL or a placeholder. I call Ryan Fitzpatrick is a placeholder. That's a placeholder to me. Kirk Cousins is a starting quarterback would be like Andy Dalton would be a better comparison. But
I guess I'll throw it back to you. I mean, really, this is not a quarterback heavy draft coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk Cousins is your guy moving forward. Depending on what happens in the offseason. Most would think that Robert Griffin is done.
Yeah, I don't think it's a Robert Griffin even discussion with the whole situation.
So what do you have and who's out there to draft?
Well, this is what I would say.
There's not a whole lot out there. I mean,
there's a lot of quarterbacks that will be on the market.
You might get Matt Ryan from the Falcons.
Drew Brees is probably going to be on the market. You got guys on the market. Now, would you want a chance and go at him?
Do Drew Brees. No.
Would you do Drew Brees with this talent at your wide the receivers you have? Yes, I would do a Drew Brees in a second. I would do him over. I mean, this don't sound right. I would take him over Kirk Cousins.
If you want to improve on the road, you don't want Drew Brees as your quarterback.
Then Kirk Cousins doesn't give you a chance to win the road.
You want an upgrade.
Upgrade.
Right, and Drew Brees is a slight upgrade, but he's almost
a slight upgrade compared to Kirk Cousins, though. We're talking. Look, you know I'm not a Drew Brees fan. You know this. Like, for over Kirk Cousins, though, I'm not going to be ignorant to say that he can't take him.
It depends on his receivers. And I think the days of Drew Brees gets the ball out quick. I will say that. And he makes decisions. But, you know, from a Redskin fan perspective, which I'm not, but I'm here enough to know, if for the right money, of course, you could take Drew Brees.
Yeah.
But the Redskins are going to overpay him.
Oh, but over, yeah, you should overpay him.
Yeah, they're gonna overpay him, and that's gonna impact their ability to build that. You're building for the future. What are you trying to win? A Super Bowl? Is Drew Brees gonna take you to Super Bowl?
Let me give you an example.
Like I said, Matt Ryan might be.
Well, let me give you an example. People said the same thing about Carson Palmer. This team, the Cardinals are so much better with Carson Palmer. He didn't look good in Oakland. He's a veteran quarterback. You gave him talent around him. He did damage. You can do the same thing. If you build your team the same way, you can do the same exact thing. My thing is, if you're going to have a place, if you're going to have
been watching TV lately?
No.
Seen who's on every NFL pregame show? Bruce Arians. It makes a big difference with who your coaching staff is.
I totally agree. But I'm saying
bring in Drew Brees with Jay Gruden, forget about it. Maybe John Gruden. Maybe you can get his brother.
I don't think that's one. That's an overrated dude anyway.
Who, John Gruden?
Yeah, it's so overrated.
But so is Drew Brees.
Drew Brees can still – he's better. look, he's better than Kirk Cousins. There's no way you can argue that with me. You could say whatever. He is better than Kirk Cousins. And for me, as a guy who's not a Drew Brees fan, excuse me, I cannot tell you I will never tell you that Kirk Cousins is better than Drew Brees.
What are your expectations?
Anything. If you get a Drew Brees with this talent.
A divisional game.
Huh?
A divisional game, maybe.
Yes. Divisional game and maybe more. Depending on if this defense can get better and if you can get the right pieces defensively within the draft, because in draft you can get an inside linebacker. If you want to get a safety, you can go after a safety, get a pass rusher. You got an opportunity to get this team built in a way where you want to get it built. You want this team to be like the Seattle Seahawks defensively. You want this team to be like the San Francisco 49ers. There are a couple pieces away from getting where they want to be. New Orleans sucks. Because their defense stinks. Their defense stinks, and their offense, like you said, doesn't play great on the road as well.
Well, here's the thing. If I put Drew Brees right now with the Redskins, I still think
they win more games.
No. I still think in FedEx Field, Carolina can come in and win that game.
That's Carolina. Well, I'm going to argue that's Carolina.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The ultimate goal is to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think they have a better opportunity to be the Carolina Panthers. That's my thing. Yeah. But Kirk Cousins at Carolina, if Carolina comes here with Kirk Cousins, they're not beating the Carolina. They're not. I could be definitive with that. They're not beating Carolina. If Drew Brees is here,
they might.
Yeah, when Drew Brees, they might.
In the playoffs.
In the playoffs. That's I'm just saying, like,
it's a bold statement.
Did Drew Brees win a Super Bowl? Has he won a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
So I'm saying, it's like he had, he can do it.
You're the same guy that won a Peyton Manning a few
years ago. I still want Peyton Manning, and that's another guy I would take. He can be on the market too. I'd take Peyton Manning. I would take. Look. The comparison is Peyton Manning versus Kirk Cousins.
Listen here, anything can happen within any given time, within any given season. Brett Favre was done.
We saw that.
Minnesota, he had a good season. Then he came back the next year and stunk. So who knows?
With the Jets, right? When he went to the Jets.
No, I'm talking about with Minnesota.
When he came back,
he went like 14-2.
Yeah.
Then he came back the following season.
He played with Minnesota that same year because he took that break again. He left and came back. He did that same crap again. I thought he came back with the Jets that second year.
He came back with the Jets before he went to Minnesota.
I thought it was after Minnesota. You could be right. I'm asking. I thought.
Keep talking.
I thought you could be right.
I'll look it up, but you don't want to be epically wrong. No more.
I don't. I'm not gonna be definitive. I'm not gonna be like, you serious? No. Oh, then Sam Bradford too out there too. My man Sam Bradford. You know I like Sam Bradford. Sam Bradford. That George just gave me the Sam Bradford thing. Yeah, I said Dez Bryant is overrated. George, I think he's overrated. I'm not a big Dez Bryant fan. I mean, I am a big Dez Bryant fan.
Lorenzo Farr.
I am a big Dez Bryant fan.
Yes, Dez Bryant is my slant. Jets 2008, Minnesota Vikings 2009.
Oh, you're right.
2010.
You're right.
Of course I am.
Thank you.
That's the point.
Dez Bryant can only run a slant route and a go route. That's the reason. He's not overrated, but he only runs two routes. That's why I said Dez Bryant's overrated. Love Dez Bryant's tenacity, though. Big fan of Dez Bryant's tenacity. You saying Bradford, I will.
Pass on the ground. You remember Bradford did that?
I'm a fan.
Why get somebody old and watch that? Haven't you learned from Dion?
And Sam Bradford's a dude that I want too. But my man George said Drew Brees has a fork sticking out of his back. I guess he's your fan of yours too. I guess he's right. He likes your opinion. You know what I'm saying? He's had it. He said he's done. He's saying your man done.
I don't think so, man.
Compared to Kirk Cousins, I think he has a good opportunity still.
That's the thing, Drew Brees. As of late, did you see Drew Brees when he came to Washington? Was that enough?
He was going against our defense. Our defense did a good job against y'all too. Then why are you acting like our defense?
Hey, Atlanta the has proved who they are. So the Redskins had that game.
All right, man. Let's go to another topic. Who are the favorites?
Beat every team in the NFC.
All right, Jeezy. Let's quit this topic. The Redskins, who are the favorites in the NFC East?
Who cares? That's the point.
Who are the favorites in the NFC East? Answer the question. Good God, you're a difficult man. Stop being difficult, man. Answer the freaking question. Scotty, answer the question.
It's the NFC East. My goodness. There is no...
No.
Lead dog. Now, this is parody right here.
It is fine.
I don't understand the NFCs. I really don't. You get blown out by Detroit. You're Philadelphia on Thanksgiving.
And then beat the Patriots.
And you beat the Patriots.
I don't care the Patriots missing everybody. You beat the Patriots.
Exactly.
That pissed me off. It pissed me all the way off.
It was game to game away. I know. The NFCs is weird.
It's horrible.
Who does the Eagles play next week? You got the picks, right?
They play a tough team, actually.
Who?
The
Jets?
No.
They beat the Jets. It's so weird.
Oh, they got a tough team.
And it's
Carolina. I think it's Carolina. No, it's not Carolina. It's a tough team.
I look at them now. I have it. George, what's the answer?
It's too late. I'm going to check it out.
I have it.
It's over here. We have it on the schedule.
That's what I was telling you.
Like right here.
They play the Bills, man.
Oh, play the Bills. I'm sorry. Yeah, the Packers. So the Cowboys and the Packers. That's the tough team, Cowboys. But
the Cowboys are going to lose.
They're going to lose.
And the Eagles are going to lose.
Yes.
So now we'll be back to where we are. And it's going to come down to the Eagles.
The Giants, you mean?
No, it's going to come down to the Eagles and the Redskins for the NFC.
You know who the Giants play? The Giants got a tough team, too, I think.
The Giants, who cares?
The Giants can lose.
To the daggone Texans.
You're right. The Giants could lose to Texans. They play the Dolphins in Miami. It ain't that tough, actually. They could lose that game.
But they can't lose that game. They're the Giants.
They're the Giants.
Tom Coughlin, he's done, too. The NFC East, you could possibly see outside of
Oh, man, somebody leaving. They leaving. See, at Warrior AG said, bring in Breeze at quarterback. That would definitely fit Snyder's MO. I guess he doesn't believe me. Top dollar. over age, free agent, Kirk. Agents for...
Kurtz.
You read that purposely with the intent to prove your point.
Oh, God.
Yes, sign Drew Brees, please.
Oh, my God. That is old Daniel Snyder.
Sign Larry.
I'm like Daniel Snyder, too. He's fine. Yes, I would sign.
So what?
Dude, that's... Hey.
Randy Moss did the same thing. He went to the 49ers.
Dude, nah. Just Larry Fitzgerald. Because call some... You do know why Larry Fitzgerald is frying, cooking, though. Because they gave him a quarterback. When you have Stanton and whatever those dudes last season were, you can't expect to get the ball. That's the truth. That is the truth. That is the
Kirk Cousins. You can't expect.
You can't expect nothing. DeSean Jackson getting mad all he wants because your guy Kirk Cousins is your starting quarterback.
I don't want to hear that. DeSean Jackson had a great season with with Colt McCoy and
Colt McCoy is a good quarterback. He's a good quarterback.
He underthrew everybody.
Everything. His arm was weak. I think I could throw a longer pass than Colt McCoy. I ain't got an arm.
I'm telling you, Chase Daniel was one of the best things that could have happened to Washington.
That's a joke.
He's like a Drew Brees. He's short and he can throw.
Yeah, that's a joke. I'll never think about it.
Name the quarterbacks that have been here for the past, 8 years?
Jason Campbell.
Jason Campbell's one. What about Spurrier? Who did he have at first at quarterback?
Well, not Patrick Ramsey.
No.
Matthews?
There was somebody even funnier than that.
Warfel?
No. Did I say Spurrier?
Yeah, you said Spurrier.
Sorry, I meant...
Jim Zorn?
Mm-mm.
Shanahan. He had Beck.
Exactly.
What a joke.
It's been some bad quarterback play.
What a joke.
# Jeff Rutledge.
What a joke.
But anyway, put it this way. The Redskins, can they beat the Bears on the road? Absolutely. The Bears are so inconsistent. But will they probably not? And the Eagles are going to lose. It's going to come down to the Eagles and the Redskins for the NFC East crown at 6-10 or something.
My man at Warrior AG said, gotta continue to put talent around Kirk Cousins through the draft. Hell, they won a Super Bowl with Dilfer in Baltimore. But great talent around Kirk Cousins. I don't really look like all that. I think Redskins need a quarterback.
That's an excellent point. If there's no quarterbacks coming out of college.
There's no good quarterbacks in this draft. I know that for a fact. That I do know. There's no good quarterbacks coming out of this draft. It's not that good.
You could get Johnny Manziel, though.
Yeah, that's a joke.
He's going to get released.
Yeah, he's not that good.
Because he can't stop partying.
Here's my man. My man George has a question. My man George has a question. Here's a good question for you.
For who?
For the Urban Sports Center. For us, the team, son. We're a team. Oh, little dang. You know what I mean?
It's not about you. It's not about me.
Really. Yeah, we're a team. Who had the more soul-crushing loss, the Bears or the Redskins?
The Redskins. Clearly, it's a rivalry game.
The Bears lost to the San Francisco 49ers. Well, you don't get any lower than that.
I can relate to that. whenever you lose to a team without a quarterback, it hurts.
My quarterback.
It hurts.
It's my quarterback.
If you lose to J.P. Lossman, it hurts.
If you lose to Matt Castle,
it hurts.
It hurts.
Exactly.
It really hurts.
Oh, man. I don't know what can get lower than that.
To lose to Matt Castle?
No, it can.
It can't get lower than losing to Matt Castle. He went 11-5 one year. It can get lower.
It can't get
lower. If you lose to John Beck, it's low.
Bobby Brister.
Bobby Brister's low, too. That's very low. Very low.
Man. I'm
That's a good question.
Poor Colin Kaepernick. He's just watching.
Poor RG3. You're getting active and just watch games.
I know.
That's depressing.
Subway, him and Jared.
Yeah, not eating fresh. Not eating fresh.
That just sucks.
It does. Both on the sideline, one has bars.
The more crushing loss. I don't know. I think, again, the Redskins, it's a rivalry game.
Yeah.
At home, in a first-place matchup, game of first-place at that, the Redskins clearly had the more crushing loss. But
the Redskins still got an opportunity to win the division, though. The Bears, that was their chance to kind of stay in the playoff race. I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good question, George. Appreciate it.
Well, the Bears fan base is probably more depressed.
I know. They probably are. Let's go to actually, that's a good segue to the next topic. Redskins versus Bears. Keys to victory. This is one. Don't turn the ball over on the road. Second, win a road game. How about that, Memphis? Just win a road game. And put pressure on Kirk. And put pressure on what's his name? Jay Cutler.
Yeah. I'm sitting here trying to think. There are ways to win. D-Hall, remember he had three picks?
It's like four.
Chicago won four picks one year.
Four.
Mm-hmm. Jay Cutler is in the giving
Yeah, we're in Christmas. We're about Christmas time. Right. We're close enough.
So he's in the mood to give gifts.
Tis the season to be jolly.
You need to press. You need to blitz. Make him, throw the ball out quick. Because who on the Bears receiving staff,
other than Alshon Jeffries?
He doesn't scare you, though, because he doesn't create separation.
He used to. He's not healthy.
He can moss you.
He can show moss you.
Nah, he can moss you, but he's not.
He run like a 4.4, 4.5.
Not anymore, I don't think.
He must be injured, because he used to be in college. He was nothing but the true.
By the way, Dorial Green Beckham, oh yeah, South Carolina, but again, it's college.
Yeah.
Dorial Green Beckham had a big game. He reminds me of him a little bit.
Alshon?
Tennessee.
He was supposed to be good. You know, he was supposed to be good coming out Dorial to high school Beckham.
He was the best receiver
in high school. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't.
But anyway, the Redskins, it's a winnable game. Like you said, just win a road game. It's going to come down to coaching. John Fox is the best coach.
It's a better coach. Period. Yeah. So
that may
may be a big factor. That totally agree.
I'm probably going to the Bears later on.
I'm sure you are. can a Redskins
Kirk is unflappable.
Can a Redskins afford to lose this game? This could be a soul. Could this be another soul question?
It's the NFC game. East where you're always in it. I can't wait for commercial break.
You know what? I think I almost agree with Ray. Just only because of what. We saw the teams that with some of these teams the teams in the NFC East who they're playing this week.
If this was college, the Eagles would win the division because that big win over the Patriots
would
have been like number 22nd in the country.
That, exactly.
That's
you're right.
That's hilarious.
It is, man. Hey, it's about time for a break. We get back for break.
Hold on.
You guys ready for commercial? We get back. You're right. We're not playing mine. When we get back from break, I'm talking in slow motion. Here we go. Now I can do it. When we get back from break, we'll talk about Cam Newton. Is he now the league's MVP race leader? It's the Urban Sports saying for I just your dick doses.
Yep. It's a duck. Oh. Hello, football fans. Dr. Rob here. You may recognize me from my televised malpractice cases. I'm here today to talk to you about a disease that's becoming more and more widespread as the season goes on. Playoff ineligibility. In the past, cures for this condition have included everything from accelerated drinking schedules to trying to pay attention to hockey. But I'm proposing something much more radical. A healthy dose of vitamin NFC East.
Pill bottle is for dramatic effect only. No pills are necessary.
This is a revolutionary drug so new and exciting, even Johnny Manziel hasn't partied with it yet. Yes, the NFC East, where you're always still in it. Are you tired of losing your division just because everyone else is trying too hard? Can you count the number of good defensive players on your team on one hand? And is that hand missing fingers because of a firework accident? What if I told you your most important player could break his collarbone twice and you'd still be eligible for the playoffs in week 13 with only 3 wins? Impossible? Shows what you know, you hypothetical morons. In the NFC East, you're always still in it.
Fans of many teams often feel depressed, even suffocated, by playoff ineligibility. But with the NFC East, the bar is lowered so much that fans can once again breathe freely and face the day. Delightfully delusional.
Don't wait. Abandon all loyalty and self-respect and ease into some sweet eligibility. Soothing, isn't it? The NFC East, where you're always still in it.
Warning, side effects of rooting for the NFC East include Sanchez fever, Eli face, delusions that Nick Foles was the answer, blindness to the inappropriateness of mascots, G meningitis, H1N1, RG3, cowboy gout, whooping cough, and dysuria, but not shingles, never shingles. Please note this doc is a paid actor and a good friend of Rob Riggles, but otherwise is in no way associated with the NFC East.
Should you experience a need to pick games lasting over 4 hours, go with the Cardinals and the Texans and then consult anyone but...
Try and make it next month sitting up there. Fuck your shit and shit. Jello beat. Holla at me. It should be in some hot. Like I told
this,
I see when I.
Alright, back from break.
Blaine Gabbert just tweeted Urban Sports Scene. A middle finger.
That was funny. Real talk. That was funny.
But
Robert, that was funny.
Larry, I told you.
That was funny. I won't lie to you.
Sanchez face. That's dirty, right?
Yeah, it is. H1, real dirty.
N1 RG3.
That's dirty. That's real dirty. I'm about to hold on with my Bobby Smurda dance real quick. All right. All right, we done. right. Well, anyway, we're back from break, man. You listen to Urban Sports Scene. Our phone lines are not open, so if you're trying to call, we're going to ignore it. Next week, we'll have them back up and running. Appreciate y'all listening to the show. But like I said before the break, Cam Newton. They beat Atlanta over the weekend.
No, they didn't. They beat New Orleans. Come on.
Sorry,
man.
My bad. New Orleans.
Wow.
Shots fired. Exactly. Look, 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 look. Mock up. I'm sorry. My bad, man. My bad. They beat New Orleans. I'm sorry. I was thinking about because you did something in the play with it. It was actually
they
picking.
They should have lost.
Yeah, they should have, but they didn't. I got a tweet from somebody. It was like, we're going to talk. Hey, Wally, watch. Watch what's going to happen on Twitter. Saints are going to beat Carolina.
Be 100% honest.
Keep it 100.
Were you not on eggshells, though?
I was.
You knew. I mean, first of all, New Orleans was up.
When it was 14-9, I was like, dang, Ray about to be right. I was like, I'm so embarrassed. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to be real. I was like, damn, this dude, Ray. When they went up like was 20 to something, I was like, oh, yeah, I got this dude, Ray. When he come back on the show, I was like, yeah, I got him. And then they came, then New Orleans scored again. I was like, oh, man, they about to actually.
That game literally
back and forth.
Reminded me of Vince Young versus USC, where they just could not. They had no answer.
Yeah.
They had no, and no matter what they did, he was going to score. The thing was, what disappointed me, though, was New Orleans still had a chance to get in field goal range, and I don't know what happened.
They were going drive. For the – I didn't get that drive.
And the thing is, Drew Brees, he threw that last bomb, but he had a wide open man on the left side of the field.
Mm-hmm.
He threw it to the right side. But you know what? This is how you win championships, and Carolina, they look ready. Cam Newton is definitely – the leader of the MVP race, although your boy Carson Palmer is right there in a discussion with him, according to most people that I've heard.
No, I'm with you. No, I'm with you on that. No, I'm with you. I just think Cam Newton right now, because Brady lost two in a row. It's funny how these things work out. Initially, Brady was hands down the MVP. No one could dethrone Brady. Brady was it. Now Cam Newton continues to win. And, you know, he lost his number one wide receiver. His main receiver is a tight end. And, you know, he just continues to win games. Obviously, like you said before, that defense helps out tremendously. But Brady gets helped by the, you know, New England defense as well. So when you look at, you know, compare those two individuals, to me, Cam Newton has done more and had the situation that Brady's now going through and won games with a similar situation. So that's why I look at Cam Newton as the MVP. He's the front runner, but I'm with you, Ray. Carson Palmer's another guy that definitely deserves consideration and should be talked about as an MVP candidate. Let's look at this Arizona Cardinals team last season. Everybody thought Larry Fitzgerald was done. You saw they didn't look good in the postseason with, I think, Ridley was their quarterback and folks like that. And them boys, you know what I mean? I don't know anybody. And them boys, they were in that situation. Now, look, you know, fast forward to now in the this season. Look how dominant Arizona looks. One of the best offenses with Carson Palmer coming back from that knee injury. So, yeah, I'm with you.
My biggest problem, though, honestly, with Carolina is the wins that they have. They've beaten the Eagles, the Colts, the Titans.
Seahawks.
The Cowboys.
The Seahawks.
They did. I was going to name that. I'm just talking.
Panthers. I mean, not Panthers. 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 Packers, I meant.
Yeah, the Packers, that's a good victory at home.
Yeah.
The Seahawks early in the year wasn't, to me,
Seattle's always been a good team. They've always been a good team. They can't. If you beat Seattle at Seattle, in Seattle, it's a good win.
Maybe Tampa looks like a decent win now. Maybe.
Yeah. But I don't think so. I won't give you that.
So, I mean, they haven't played the toughest schedule in the world.
They've beaten good teams. They've beaten, like, well, this is how I look at it. In the NFC, they beat the best teams. I mean, other than Arizona, they haven't played Arizona. They beat the best teams in the NFC. NFC is not that good. They beat the best teams in the NFC. Other than Arizona, because they have to play Arizona.
And they haven't beaten a top team from the AFC.
Yeah, they haven't played. Yeah, I agree with you.
Their schedule hasn't been tough. Be honest.
I think it's been good. I don't think it's been terrible. It's just been average, to be honest with you. It's not like it's been the weakest schedule in football. Like, you told me before the season started, losing Kelp, when they lost Benjamin, and looking at that schedule, because I did the schedule, we did records with that schedule. I didn't have this team even close to 500. I didn't have this team.
Who, Carolina?
Yeah, because who they lost when they lost Benjamin. They didn't have no weapons.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, though.
No running back.
here's the thing. The Falcons had the same play the same schedule as Carolina, right?
Yeah.
And you had the Falcons like 12-4, something ridiculous.
Can I be real with you? Go ahead.
You told me based on the Falcons schedule.
Yeah, totally agree.
And they played the same team.
Yeah.
Carolina's defense was nasty last year.
But see, again, if you want me to break, like, if we want to use that comparison. What
about just the offense?
Your team is more talented than Carolina offensively. Like, the weapons that you guys have on that team compared to Carolina, of course I'm going to go with that.
Defense
was game. You had a defensive-minded coach in Bradley. I just thought they would improve.
Have improved, but anyway,
that's all I'm saying.
The offense has regressed.
That's the thing that's been amazing. And Kyle Shanahan, Shanahan and Rex and Ryan have kind of been beefing. Reports are, I know it's true or not. Yeah.
Well, Matt Ryan screamed on him. It's hard to get Matt Ryan to get upset like that.
Mm.
But I think people forgot that Matt Ryan was adjusting to an offense. Anyway, Cam Newton, his season is impressive. Period. You know, he's beaten who the teams that have been placed in front of him. I get that. I'm just saying, I feel like Carolina, their strength of schedule. And see, what happened in New Orleans can happen in the playoffs. I don't care who it is. It could be Seattle. I don't think the Panthers can beat Seattle in a playoff game. I don't right now.
I think they can. I think Cam's really on a different level right now. I think Cam's. I mean,
and they barely beat. Again, Cam threw a game-winning touchdown against Seattle in Seattle. But again, back then. To me, it was a different team.
They're still the same team to me. They're not that different. I think everybody wants to put Seattle. They're still the same team to me.
If Carolina plays Minnesota, if Carolina plays an NFC East team, they can win. But Green Bay or Seattle going into Carolina.
So why Green Bay? Why do you have Green Bay? I guess I'm trying. Green Bay hasn't looked good at all. I remember you telling me you don't like Carolina. So I'm kind of factoring that in this discussion. I'm trying. No, I can give you Seattle.
The playoffs is totally different. The game planning is different.
True.
Rivera versus McCarthy or Pete Carroll, I'm going with the coaches who have the experience.
I will give you Seattle because Seattle's fit their brand.
And the Packers beat Seattle. Does it matter right
and
now?
The Packers beat Seattle where?
At home.
Exactly. Packers can't beat Seattle in Seattle. That I can tell you they can't. Even with a botched onside kick, they can't. I'm giving you fact. They can't.
They had them beat.
Did they beat them? No, you answer the question. Like Rob is like, did they beat them? You can answer the question.
Yes, absolutely.
Did Seattle beat the Packers? Right,
they did.
So and in Seattle the year before that, did
yes,
right.
Now, that was more definitive.
No, but they did though. On that Monday night, did they?
Yeah.
That's all I need to know. I'm not really worried about anything else. They can't be, like I said, they can't be Seattle in Seattle. So the Packers to me aren't anything.
The Packers versus Carolina, who is going to be the favorite going to play? They are probably going to be either 15-1 or 16-0.
That's what I'm going to ask you. What's their chances of going undefeated?
I don't know if they're going to play for history or not. That's the thing. If they sit out everybody in the last game, which they could do, then they're going to lose. That's the thing. But they're probably going to go for history. That's my guess.
Of course, I feel like they're going for history. I'll ask the second question. Are they the most unlikely undefeated team, undefeated team ever? When you look at this point in time, when you're gauging an undefeated team, are they the most unlikely?
Absolutely.
I think so, too. This is why I have to agree with you. I think so, too.
And if you mess them up against the undefeated teams.
Like the Patriots. Okay. Like,
now, the Redskins, the year they went 14-2, what were they, 11-0 before? To me, Carolina's not better than that team.
No, I don't.
No.
I wouldn't look at them like they were. Yes, I agree with you on that statement.
There are teams who start off, you know, hot like this where they're expected to, and they go on to win.
St. Louis Rams.
The year that Green Bay went 15-1, they end up losing to the Giants in the playoffs in the division. I mean, division around the next game.
They lost to Eli, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Brett Favre as a quarterback.
No. It was Aaron Rodgers.
Was it Aaron? Okay.
This was the year after Green Bay won the Super Bowl.
I'm sorry.
And they lost to the Giants. It's a team reminiscent of that. It is not going to take much for Carolina to go wrong. And like you said, you keep pointing out the deficiencies. I'm telling you, the playoffs game planning will be different. You will see an answer, and you're going to see a tighter game.
But my problem is the Green Bay Packers defense isn't that good. And to me, they can't stop the run. Carolina can run.
What about Seattle?
Seattle's a problem. I won't care. Seattle can beat any team in the NFL.
Totally, I would say that easily.
That's what I'm saying. So it's not definitive that they're going to Super Bowl. I don't know.
I didn't say it was definitive.
I don't know if that was the original question.
That was never a question at all.
I'm just speaking more about Carolina. I'm picking Atlanta to beat them this week.
Of course you are. That's crazy.
Listen.
See my boy Ray's coming from? Do you all see this?
I'm an Atlanta fan.
Exactly.
Jeans.
Exactly.
I have to pick Atlanta.
He has to.
But it's not out the realm.
But you said last week you said you hate Carolina. You told me you hate Carolina.
I think they're overrated. I really do. I really do think they're overrated.
Hey, man, you listen to other sports team, folks. Honest,
if they play at let me see. I think they have Tampa at home.
they're gonna lose to Tampa?
In Tampa. I would. In Tampa? That. I would.
You picked the Saints, too.
The Saints had that game.
Look. Hey, I'm going to say it again.
If they add the Giants. Okay.
Did they beat the Giants? Yeah, they're going to beat the Giants. Giants ain't that good. You already said the same thing I said. No, the Giants.
Did you see the way the Giants played the Patriots?
Yeah. What did you say about the Giants earlier, though, in the show?
No, the Giants can lose anybody on any given day. The Giants are the team that can beat the Panthers, and then they can lose to Jacksonville. Seriously.
Like, what good team have the Giants beat? I'm always trying to figure it out. Everybody loves the Giants. What good team have they beat?
This season, I don't know.
I don't think it'd be anybody good for real. Like, really good, though? Other than Buffalo, if you call that, you count that them being good, extra good.
Oh, you were really high on Buffalo.
I was. That's now they failing me now, though. That's life, though. It happens. Some people make you happy. Some people make you sad. That's all I'm saying. Hey.
The Giants didn't beat anybody else?
I don't think so. You can check it out, though. I'm not defender. You know what I mean? You ain't getting me no more.
Again, the Giants choked so many games away. The Giants are probably going to beat the Panthers.
I know you're going to say, look.
I'm going to pick against the Panthers every game.
I can tell. The Titans could beat the Panthers.
Yeah.
They beat the Titans,
yeah,
all
right. I'm not going that far.
Who Giants beat?
The Buccaneers. The right. Cowboys. The 49ers. Blaine Gabbert.
Was I right? They ain't lost nobody. Yeah.
They ain't lost. They lost to the Redskins, the Saints. I don't know. Like I said, the Giants are weird, man. They like the little Giants. They're going to beat the Cowboys because just one time.
Okay.
That's all you need.
All you need is one time.
One time. One time I beat my brother down the hill on the bike. That's what they said. So I'm serious.
Remember, was I right that they ain't beating anybody good? Was that right, for real?
Who, the Giants?
Yeah.
No, they haven't lost anybody good either, except for the Patriots. And the Jets, I guess. I don't know.
I guess the Jets. Yeah, AFC thing. Yeah, I don't know.
The Jets lose to Buffalo.
They lose to Buffalo, like a weak team.
Weird,
I know.
Weird.
Very weird. Very, very, very weird. Johnny Manziel, he starts. Does he deserve a start?
He was playing well before he got benched.
That's what I'm saying. I don't get why he got benched. Oh, I mean,
because he lied. They're trying to change his character. Well, he lied about what happened and where he was at the time.
Mm.
Come on now, we're in high school.
It's not that serious, I mean, though.
It is. You're a professional. And considering just his off the field choices and activities, you know, they're holding him to a higher standard. Period.
All right, real quick. Also, my man George about Cam Newton. George tweeted, anyone watch Cam Newton in the Saints game doesn't think he's the MVP leader needs to get their eyes, their head examined, excuse me.
Wally just
I'm pro Cam.
Pinpointed how the Saints defense is one of the worst in the league. Then he just said
that. Yeah, but so, Cam's still a beast, though. He's still a beast, though. Oh, did you saw the video with Cam, that referee, and
Cam?
Yeah,
they wouldn't give him the ball. I saw that.
So annoying. You saw it live?
Live, yeah.
So annoying. Why? Like, really?
But he carried it, though.
I know he did. So Cam carried. My thing is that
I'm a Cam fan, by the way. What he did in college, he's doing the same thing right now.
Exactly. You know, totally agree.
Again, I just don't like the schedule. I'm being very serious. Sir, I'm serious. I do not like the schedule. I don't know who the schedule makers were. They were division winners of a bad division, granted. But come on now. I mean, I wish he would have. Can he go up against Pittsburgh? Can he go up against New England?
That's all you know in the Super Bowl, man. You'll know that in the Super Bowl. You'll know that in the Super Bowl.
If they make the Super Bowl. They'll make the Super Bowl. Seattle.
That's my Super Bowl pick.
Now?
Yes. Oh, okay. That's my new one. If the Redskins don't go to the playoffs, you know me. I have to stay with the Redskins. Like Sonny Jurgensen. I'll be a Redskins supporter. But no, I'm not a fan of how that referee tried to carry it. If that was Aaron Rodgers, if that was Tom Brady, he gets that football to do that annoying spike when he's yelling at a referee. And Tom Brady will belittle a referee in a second. And they'll give him a football despite.
I don't feel like going to the gym.
You don't?
Because Maryland's about to play.
No, I'm going to the gym. I don't care if Maryland's going to play.
I got to get my shorts.
Yeah, get your shorts. You going.
I'm in there. Right now.
You went there like swing with.
Bench something. Go ahead, though.
All right, man. DeMarco Murray.
I gotta take this serious. Oh, no, it's not time to make picks yet.
Yeah, let's make the picks. I'm going to skip DeMarco Murray. Yeah, he's a, you know what I'm saying? He's a snitch.
We should have known what was going to happen.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah, he's a snitch. That's how I look at it. All right, last week, you know what I mean? Ray went 6-9. I went 6-9. So my overall record is 60-70.
Did the Chiefs win?
They won.
Oh, they won.
Yeah, I gave it out.
Didn't I pick the
I gave you the I gave you the Chiefs.
So what the heck? Atlanta.
I picked Oakland. I picked Oakland. Oh, you picked the Chiefs. Yeah, I was doing well until I did some stupid picks. I did some really dumb picks. Chiefs, Oakland, Chargers over Broncos. I did some real dumb picks.
Now that was dumb. But yeah, again, I went with New Orleans and almost came to fruition.
Yeah, you did, but almost doesn't count.
It doesn't. Doesn't you're right. You're right.
You know what I mean? I'm glad you said that though. Almost. All right, so I'm 79-66. Ray is 47-36. All right, Vikings versus Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Shit, I ain't like how the Vikings look. Bills versus Eagles in Philadelphia.
Ooh, this is a tough one.
This is a tough one. So whatever you pick, I'm probably gonna pick opposite.
Bills.
Eagles.
That's funny.
Niners versus Browns. I want the Bills to win too, real talk. I want the Bills to win. Niners versus Browns.
Take the 49ers.
Yeah, I'm going to Niners too. They just beat the Bears. I don't like the Browns. Lions versus Rams. It's in St. Louis.
Lions.
I'm going to Lions as well. Titans versus Jets. I know I'm going with Jets, yeah. Steelers versus Bengals. I know I'm going with this one. I know who you're going to go with too. All right.
Where's the game?
It's in Cincy.
I'm going Cincy too.
Colts versus Jaguars in Jacksonville.
You know what? Forget this. I'm a thug. I'll change my pick. I'm going Pittsburgh.
All right. Ray G's going Pittsburgh. That's what I'm talking about. I like that pick, man. Good job, man.
To be the man?
Nature boy. Colts versus Jaguars. I'm sick of wrestling. Don't be rapping wrestling. You said Colts?
Colts, yeah.
Yeah, Colts. Chargers versus Chiefs in Kansas City?
Chiefs.
Bears, Redskins, Bears. You said Bears, right?
I got the Bears.
I got the Redskins, of course. Falcons versus Panthers in Carolina.
Got the Dirty Birds.
I got the Panthers. Thank you, Panthers. Saints versus Buccaneers.
Yeah, I just hope they keep close. Almost does count in this game. God, no pass rushing going against Cam Newton in Carolina. That's a bad recipe. Right, so, I am a Falcons fan to the death of it.
It's all good, man. That's what you're supposed to do. It's supposed to be, Saints versus Buccaneers.
Buccaneers.
The Bucks, yeah.
I want to pick the Saints to beat them.
Raiders versus Broncos.
Huh?
Raiders versus Broncos.
Give me Oakland.
Dang, that's what I wanted to pick, too. I'm picking the Broncos. That's how I wanted to pick. I didn't think he's going to pick the Raiders. Dang.
It's in Oakland too, right?
It's in Denver.
Oh, sorry. Scratch that. I'll take Denver then.
Okay, give me Oakland. Right. I'll give you Oakland. All right. Cowboys versus Packers.
Packers.
Yeah, Packers. Patriots versus Texans in Houston.
Texans.
I want to pick the Texans. I'll pick the Patriots. I want to pick the Texans though. Patriots. Giants versus Dolphins in Miami.
Giants.
Dolphins. You already knew that. All right, man. It's time for another break. When we get back from break, we'll talk about the Wizards. Their inconsistency. They beat the Miami Heat last night. And they'll lose to the freaking Lakers. And they'll lose to Dallas. Like, why?
Wesley Matthews went ham.
Yeah, he had like, what? He had like 30?
Yeah, more than 30.
Like, did he? All right. It's the Urban Sports saying, Faijis, you dig, doses.
Without so much of a crack showing in it. Yet at the 101st blow, it was split in two. And I know it was not that blow that did it, but all those that came before.
Yeah.
You good, man? You can be on the mic now.
I hate the song.
It's Bruno. This is Mark Brunson.
Mark Brunson.
Mark Brunson. I said Mark Brunson. That's an actor. Mark Ronson. All I know is Bruno Mars, man. I don't listen to this type of music. Suit. You don't like the song?
You know
I, I know I played the bejeez out this song. It's a great song. It's a freaking awesome song, man.
Ah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
This Will is, T, what's up?
What's up, Ice Will T? Keep that, keep the grind going, homie. Much appreciated, man. Anyway, you listening to Urban Sports Scene, man. We all love you guys. Listen to the show. Keep listening to it.
Will T and I,
keep
like
tweeting.
Martin and Gina. It's like, I'm back, but I,
ain't it, though? Yeah,
y'all. I'm here. He's not, and vice versa. It's hard to get us in the same room for some reason. We're not beefing, though. You know, don't believe what you hear in the streets.
Yeah, don't believe the streets. The streets ain't talking about that no more, man. They ain't about that life.
If Will T, if an Indian buffet gets brown rice, I'll go.
But why would they want to have a brown rice? Why would they have brown rice?
I don't know. That's why it's probably not going to happen. I'm just not on the white rice kick right now.
You should. An Indian buffet, white rice? That thing is unfreaking believable.
Chipotle has brown rice.
Yeah, it's not the best thing in the world, though.
Yeah,
it's not, it don't taste.
People, it get people sick.
Is it really?
No, just Chipotle is in general right now.
Wow. I like Chipotle.
What were you going to say? Chipotle, it doesn't taste what?
Brown rice don't taste better than the white rice.
No,
it
doesn't.
It's a big
brown rice in general does not taste
it
doesn't, better than white rice anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't.
But
when
you're trying to be healthy, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Now, if there are some healthy things that taste better than the name brand or the
turkey meatballs with some broccoli. Like the
turkey
barbecue.
Meatballs are not better than regular meatballs.
Dude, probably. The joints that you made back in the day. That joint was bomb. That day was like, I was like, I could eat healthy and still enjoy food. That's when I learned, I could do both.
Man, absolutely.
You know, man, I didn't know that.
Started making turkey burgers and everything.
Yeah, from that point on.
Turkey burgers can be good. Then it's still not better than
regular hamburgers.
Yeah, like I said, most things. Now, I'm in the health world, so oatmeal, organic oatmeal is better than Quaker Oats. Quaker Oats is kind of nasty at times.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, on the larger scale, the healthy replacements is just... Like veggie pizza, is it really better than Meat Lover's pizza or something? No, probably not. Now, is it healthier? Yeah.
Not at all.
I love veggie pizza, though.
Veggie pizza?
But if you get like a supreme sausage and green pepper stuff, it's bad for you. I wouldn't recommend it. I don't eat any of that stuff. I don't even eat pizza anymore.
I love pizza.
Might give me a tofurkey.
I love pizza. Hey, Little Caesar got cheap pizza that's already made for you. You don't eat cheese pizza, though?
That's dangerous.
You don't eat cheese pizza?
No. Kevin McAllister life. That life is over. By the way, it is the holiday season. We don't talk much about Christmas on here. And Home Alone has come back out on DVD. It's coming back. It's back in theaters this week for just a limited time.
For real?
Or next week.
Whatever. Home Alone?
Yeah, the original. Yeah.
Michael Jackson's friend, Macaulay Culkin. R.I.P. R.I.P.
No. That's the Marv.
That's right. Yeah, you little. Yeah, you're right.
That's classic Joe
Pesci. Oh, my God. When that thing first came out, man, I was the biggest fan in the world.
You said R.I.P. to who?
Macaulay
Culkin. He
did die.
No, he didn't.
Check it out. Google it.
He's not dead.
Google it. Google it, right? If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Google it.
Absolutely wrong.
Bet you I'm right. I'm emphatic. Right, he's back. Mr. Emphatic is back. He is back. R.I.P. 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 R.I.P.
Why don't somebody, George Templeton, hit us up. Is Macaulay Culkin dead?
Yeah, he is. Here. Look. R.I.P. 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 R.I.P.
It's a rumor. Yeah, look at him. He's weird looking, but he's alive.
What year is it? He said, look at the year it said, right? Are you paying attention?
I think he's born in 1980. He didn't die.
No, look at the joint.
What?
What did the joint say?
That's his wife.
Did you put die? Macaulay Culkin die? You just Googled it. Did you put death?
Yeah, now I did. And it says, it's a death hoax. See? I told you, man.
What? Am I wrong?
Yeah, bro?
I can't be wrong. I swear he died.
Macaulay Culkin is alive.
Whatever. Hold on. How you spell his name?
He's in My Girl, too.
Yeah, I swear.
M-C-C-A-U-L-E-Y.
What?
Why do you have to look it for yourself? I told
M-C-C-A
you he's
alive. What? I can't believe you.
M-C-C-A-U-L-E-Y.
All right, boom. Here you go. I'm about to read right now. Macaulay Culkin, 35. He's alive. What the hell was I looking
he
at?
He say RIP.
I'm going to hell. God forgive me. I thought he was with you. That was a hoax.
Yeah, you could tell. He happened to Kel Mitchell
from Kenny Hill for real.
Yeah, they said he died too. He didn't die.
Oh wow. Anyway, the Wizards. Thanks, Sick McCoy Colton. That just really messed them up. I was emphatic with that thing, too. I was trying to avoid it to be emphatic.
Fight it with that thing.
I was. The Wizards, they just beat Miami.
It's 9:26. We got to get this show on the road.
Yeah, I'm about to end this. We're about to end the show.
We don't.
We got to end it. Everybody to end the show. So, real quick, man. Why are the Wizards so inconsistent? I ain't going to do this. I don't have time for this crap.
You know what? I'm wondering. I hope when I go to see the Wizards live, I'll be able to ask John Wall this question.
Oh, man, I'm going to be in there with you.
We got to talk about that. Is there a time and a place where a man decides, I need to step my game up even more? You see Steph Curry and James Harden. They go for 40 consistently. Even Russell Westbrook does it, too. Does John Wall need to take his game to that level for the simple fact that no one can stay in front of him? For example, the Mavericks game, he was getting to the rim at will. Is it time for him to be more selfish to a degree?
I think in the last couple of games he has been. He scored over 20 some odd points. He's starting to get that.
Even more though.
I don't think you can be. He's a point guard. You can be so.
Steph Curry does it all the time.
Well, he's a different beast though. He don't have that J. If he had that J, it'd be a whole different beast.
Russell Westbrook doesn't have that J.
He has a better J, and he can get he has a better J than John Wall. He can get his J off anytime he wants to be honest with you. The way he shoots, the way he elevates on the jump shot, he can get his J off anytime he wants to. But anyway, it's about time to wrap this show up. We're just going to talk about some other stuff later when we get the opportunity to. It's about 9:30. We appreciate you all listening to the Urban Sports Scene. Keep listening to us next week. Hopefully, we'll talk about a Redskins W. And we'll talk more about the Wizards in detail and in depth. Anyway, it's the Urban Sports Scene for Aegis. You dig? Deuces. Hey, Mega, do me a favor, homie, and lead us. Excuse me. I want to make sure it's perfect timing. It's 9:28. Yeah. Lead us out, homie.